71. It's hot and dry. Everyone's been walking for days, wondering when we'll get to the next trade post. It feels like the air keeps getting drier and drier within seconds. With the birds chirping and the wind blowing, and the sound of feet hitting the ground. It always sounds quiet, but I'm always wondering when we'll stop or when we'll get water again. Because all I can see for miles is sand and a lonely cactus. I've gotten used to seeing every tumbleweed pass by. It's been so long since I've slept. My legs feel like mush. We rarely ever stop unless we're trading or stopping for water. My name is Charles Smith, and I'm a traveling merchant, trying to get from China to Turkey. I'm mainly trying to sell silks and spices while traveling on the Silk Road. But on my journey, my camel has passed away from being bitten by a snake, and now I have to travel by foot. I saw a trade post about a mile back, and I traded my two silks for three mangoes. I ate them, but they didn't really fill me up because I haven't eaten in such quite a while. And we've been walking for almost 5 days now, and we're still not in Turkey. It's been almost 7 days. And there's still no sign of water. And we're still not in Turkey yet. Our camels keep going because of all the snakes, and people keep dying because of starvation or dehydration or sunstroke. And I really hope we get to Turkey soon. But there should be a trade post about 2 miles ahead. About 10 days, we finally made it to Turkey. We lost quite a bit of camels and had to travel mostly by foot. We lost some of our travelers, but we finally made it to Turkey. And we're able to trade all kinds of stuff and getting stuff back. And finally done traveling on the Silk Road.